WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's new plan to occupy Gaza City is raising fears. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
First reactions inside as well as outside of Israel have been mostly critical, and that this will endanger the hostages still alive in Gaza, along with Palestinians.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says aid deliveries will continue to non-combat zones. Today's the deadline President Trump set for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Comes amid plans for an in-person meeting. National Security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
We know that President Putin wants to be welcomed back onto the world stage and not treated like a pariah. And he wants a photo op with President Trump.
Thousands of people north of L.A. have been ordered to leave after a fast-moving wildfire broke out near Lake Piru. This man is among the evacuees in Castaic.
I was only home for maybe like 10 minutes. The fire moved so fast. Yeah, I jumped in a bulldozer, tried to do whatever I could, and then it just got too gnarly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. While the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now, it doesn't quite mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Karnecki with Wisconsin DNR Air Management said there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Joanne Krulots reports.
A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting response within 30 days from the EPA.
The first week of August is World Breastfeeding Week. We're well aware of the benefits for babies, but proponents at UW Health Kids say there's still a need for more awareness and support for breastfeeding mothers. Many postpartum moms face mental health challenges, such as stress, anxiety, and depression, that can impact lactation ability. There's limited access to experts and education. Some cities are working to improve access and awareness. In Wisconsin Rapids, Mayor Matt Zacher has proclaimed the entire month of August National Breastfeeding Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning, plenty of things to get into. But before we do that, let's go ahead and kick it off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot and our look at Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good here.
All right.
Already start feeling like I'm breathing a little bit better, Brittany. How about you?
Good. Yeah, same. Mm. But now I'm prepping for this weekend because I know this is all going to happen fast. So lots of changes, right?
Feels
hydrating
like a,
up.
Yes, yeah. Feels like a good weekend. The less clothes, the better. And I'm not saying that in a weird way. I just want people to be safe. It's hot.
It's cool,
hot.
Right?
Try it's
to stay cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, lots of time spent either in the AC, in the shade, or cooling off in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Heads up, if you are making the trek over to Lake Michigan area this weekend, be careful. They've got rip currents, big waves that could just randomly form.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everyone to be safe because there have been a couple drownings out there. So heads up on that. But otherwise, if you're staying put right here in the area, we are getting hot and humid. You already feel it out there. It happened yesterday. Temperatures again spiking to low 90s. Humidity, dew points, they're going to be in the 70s, which is gross, very, very sticky. And that's going to stay with us for a lot of this week. So while the temperatures may drop to the mid-80s after today, it's still going to be feeling that very, you know, I don't know. I get, like, claustrophobic when it's this humid, to be honest with you.
It's a little clammy, yeah.
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 No, there's something about heat that does that. Yeah.
There surely is. So that's going to be the case today. It'll stay that way throughout the week, like I said. Temperatures falling to the mid-80s, and then we've got these storms that are going to be hitting. I think that we need to be ready for them by tomorrow morning. It does look like some of them want to build in, maybe get a little break late morning, more of them hit in the afternoon, and then we could get another round at night, and it really depends where this front stalls. I hope it stays further south, but it does look like it's pretty close to us. So some heavy, heavy rainfall, flooding potential. We're looking at 1 to 2 inches, and then some spots could get up to 4, maybe more. So heads up on that. It's a juicy, juicy atmosphere. And then these storms could also have some high damaging wind gusts, possibly microbursts, which means the storm collapses, all falls apart over one area, and winds could gust up to 80, 90 miles per hour, close to tornado speeds. So while there's no tornadoes really in the risk, high winds, hail, and heavy rain.
A little bit of everything, pretty much. Yeah.
A potpourri. No wildfire smoke, though.
That's honestly, well, anything you could have said, as long as that was part of it, we'd be okay, I think.
Yeah.
Just really happy to be away from that. Hopefully able to enjoy some more summer here. Looking forward to that. Brittany, before we let you go, I have a very heavy question to ask you leading into the weekend, and I apologize, but we don't shy away from things around here. Haven't for 85 years at WFHR. We're going to get into a bunch of fun topics. One of the things we're going to lead our show with today is, does a layover count as a visiting a state? If you have a layover somewhere, does it count as visiting the state? This is a little bit similar to me to the debate of, if you listen to a book on tape, does it count as reading? I find these debates really fun because they're just fun to talk about with people, I think.
Right.
But then you run into the person that would die on this hill.
Oh, yeah.
No,
ooh.
It doesn't. Or yes, it does.
No.
Or something like that. And I find that hilarious. What do you think, Brittany? Does this count to you? Like, I stayed in Vegas. The only time I've been to Vegas, I had a layover there going out to California when I moved out there. And I was in Vegas for about an hour and a half, but it was like at midnight, like 1 a.m. So I ran around and saw as much as I could, and there was barely anybody on the streets, and I couldn't get over that. I was like, it's 1 a.m. on a Saturday. Like, what's going on? I thought Vegas was the city that, you know, was awake all the time.
They were on vacation.
I felt like I had the city to myself. Like, I was running around all over the place. I say that I've been to Vegas. I don't know if that counts, though.
I would say it counts because I draw the line of, are you staying in the airport or did you leave the airport? If you leave the airport, you have visited the city. Maybe brief, but you were definitely there and you definitely experienced it.
Yeah.
If you stay in the airport and sleep on the cot or something like that,
I 100%. We're on the same page. Couldn't agree more.
Cool.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend. me too. I'm dying to travel. I hear you. Have a great weekend. Hope you get a little traveling in.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Malo joining us every morning. Seth and I will get more into that in a moment. We'll also get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We will go ahead and hang out with you guys, celebrate not only today, but the weekend. Then we will get into, after our new sports and entertainment break, our star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Very nice.
We're going to have a fun, easy one for you today.
Good.
I'm going to be honest. It's an easy one.
Yeah.
It's a very easy one.
But we don't care. We like doing easy ones, man.
The job is to get the Culver's into your hands.
That's the main goal here.
Not to he got me on that one. Well, we really stumped him. Like, no, we want you guys to win these things. We'll have fun with
you
that.
You didn't know the theme song to the second 100 years? How dare you, right? Yeah.
Herman's Head, you didn't get the theme song to Herman's Head? After all that, we will get into some other fun stuff with you like a little bit later. Is it the perfect gift? We possibly have the perfect gift for kids. And it's cheap.
Nice.
All that coming up.
I'm listening.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with entertainment news. We're talking Dolly. We're talking Little Macaulay Culkin. And the Mount Rushmore of grunge.
Ooh.
And what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and also want to talk about this one. We touched on this yesterday, Seth. We didn't have time. Rock songs that bands have performed for over 1,500 times.
Woof. That's
it's
a lot.
Interesting list.
I'll bet it. Yeah, I bet you that one's a good one.
And a giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends. That is the headline. Listen to find out more.
It sounds like from The Onion, actually. That's what that sounds like.
Good stories of the day coming up along with our schedule and plenty more going on around here. And we've got tickets to Yacht Rock, the Gold Experience.
Oh, my gosh.
We
got
to give those away in the next 2 hours as well. Be listening for that.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were talking about with Brittany, this is a question that's been coming up for forever, really. Okay. As long as we've been flying, this has been a question. Do you know how many states you've been to? And have you ever counted them up? And what counts as visiting a state?
Okay.
I believe that I've been to about 14 to 20, somewhere in between there.
Okay.
I believe that could be a lot lower than I realize, especially after we get through this list.
Right, right.
Do you know how many you've been through, Seth?
I do not off the top of my head. I do know it's more than 30. I don't know if I'm getting to 40 or not. There's several states, although not that long ago, I did go through several states in the deep south that I had never been through a couple years ago. Okay. So I did touch those. Mm. So I'm at the point now where it's the states I haven't been to that I have to start counting.
Yeah.
So for some reason, really up there. I miss all the big ones. I haven't been to California. I haven't been to Texas. I don't know how that I missed all of those. It's really weird.
You got the tough ones out of the way.
Right.
You got the tough ones. Now you can go ahead the rest of your life. You can go ahead and coast to the others.
Exactly. I've been to New England, but I haven't been up to like Maine or Vermont or New Hampshire. The most north I've been is Massachusetts, I think. And then, you know, like Oklahoma, Arkansas. But I think most of the other ones, and of the non-contiguous, I've been to Hawaii, but I've not been to Alaska. So there's still a few states I haven't been to yet.
We want to hear from you. How many states have you been to in the Union? And does it count if you have a layover there? And, you know, what counts as visiting a state, I suppose? I want to get into that. But also, I'd love to hear from you if you've never left the state. I think that there is just as much beauty in that.
Oh, for sure.
I encourage people to travel, to explore the world, to explore all those things.
Yeah.
But we talk all the time, too, about how many there's 100 things in this state that are amazing that we haven't checked out.
Yeah.
So I have no problem either
Absolutely.
One. Absolutely. No guilt or anything like that either way.
No. And I was, you know, I was thinking about the layover thing, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever been, I've had a layover in a state that I have not driven through or stayed in.
Yeah.
So I think I'm good either way.
I had a layover in Dallas, and it's the only time I've been to Dallas, and I was like, I'm not going to go to Dallas and not explore Dallas. We were so close to being late for our flight because I had to get out of the airport and check out Dallas a little bit, and I saw Dallas of whatever's around the airport.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I got to at least experience Dallas a little bit and talk to some people and everything. And man, what a city! I can't even if that's what it was like outside of the airport. I can't imagine what city's like and everything. So a new poll found 30% of Americans want to visit all 50 states.
Yeah.
This is one of my oldest dreams is to have visited every state in the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it almost sad that it's only 30%. I would think that everybody would want to visit. Like, I would honestly, I have very little moments where I'm like kind of like naive, but I really would have felt like if you asked me before this article, 70 to 80%.
Sure.
I easily would have said that right off the top of my head and felt very confident about it. 30% seems really low to me.
Yeah.
The top reasons we haven't been to more are money.
Yeah, that's the top five reasons that we haven't been there anymore. It's like, we can't afford it.
Time and, quote, lack of interest. Some states are just more interesting than others. Okay.
I disagree.
Yeah, 100%.
Every state has something that's interesting in it.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to dig a little bit harder for some states, but, man.
I think that some states, because of lack of money and time, you have to be pickier about.
I agree.
And go with what interests you.
Yeah.
Maybe you've always wanted to, you know, check out the leaves of Vermont in fall.
Sure.
Or you want to check out Vegas or whatever, you know, whatever the case might be, that's where it gets a little picky.
Right.
But to say that, I don't think that there is a state in the Union that doesn't have some interest to it. Wyoming has always seemed interesting to me. I'm a city boy. Going to something like that seems like I got to check that out. I got to go to Wyoming someday.
It's a very rural state. Plus, that's where Yellowstone is.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I think everyone should check out Yellowstone. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know,
Alaska is one of those things that I want to experience. I want to know what it's like to see that.
I'm of two minds of that one. I don't know if I'm really, you know, I know Alaska's cool and there's some absolutely gorgeous vistas there and the mountains and all that. Wow, amazing. I'm still out on that one, whether I want to go to Alaska or not. I'm just, I don't know. I'm on the fence.
My body handles cold. I don't know what I'm thinking.
I don't know if you go in summer. It's not so bad. Yeah. I get that and everything, but yeah.
And not everyone agrees on what visiting a state means, though. Does just landing at an airport count? 14% or 1 in 7 people say yes. Just setting foot on the ground or changing planes counts. Mm-hmm. So even if you had a layover in Minneapolis, you've been to Minnesota.
Right.
As a side note, I mentioned whatever I can, that St. Paul Airport is maybe the most beautiful airport I've ever been in.
It's very nice, yes.
I mean pretty. Like, I mean it's nice. I couldn't get over how nice. I've never been in a nice airport before. Mm-hmm. I've been in all kinds. I like LAX. I love O'Hare. I like a lot of airports.
Right.
But I haven't been to a nice one.
Right.
I have been to one where people were nice to you. And like all that. I couldn't get over how nice that airport was.
Right.
Here's what people said when asked. What's the minimum level of travel is in order to say that you have been someplace.
Okay.
A full trip with sightseeing, 21% think that that's the minimum.
Wow. That's really strict. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Spending a night there, 15% believe that.
Okay.
Driving through it, 27% believe that that counts. So that's
really should count. I mean,
I think so. Yeah.
You're going literally through the state.
Yeah.
You know,
going beyond the airport, 7%. Okay. Like maybe it's a long layover, so you're exploring for a few hours. Yeah. Okay. So I got 7% of people on my side. Having a meal, 3%.
Oh, wow. Just eating at the airport, I guess, counts. So, okay.
And just setting foot on the ground or changing planes, 14%. That's really high to me.
That's pretty high. Yeah.
And this is the craziest one. Flying over it, 2% of us think that counts.
If you're in the same airspace of the state, you're good.
I love that. That's probably the one that I might be the biggest.
I was going to say, I don't agree. About. I do not agree with that. I'm actually okay with the just being in the airport thing. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. You can say you visited the state. Now, you can't say you visited certain cities because, you know, you say Minneapolis St. Paul Airport is technically in Bloomington.
Yeah.
So you're not actually in either Minneapolis or St. Paul when you go to the airport down there. So you have to know where the airport is, too.
I had forgotten pretty much all about this, but my parents and my nan and papa and I took a trip, and we can't remember why, but it was the middle of winter, and we went up to St. Paul. And my mom and I were sitting there eating dinner, and we're reminiscing about my grandparents, and this came up, and how cool it was that we got to do this with them. And there wasn't a lot of things like that with just the four of us. And we couldn't remember why my sister didn't come. And honestly, man, we remember staying in a hotel, and that's it. We don't remember what we went there for. We had to have gone to a mall or something, and this is long before the Mall of America and everything like that. So it wasn't that.
Yep.
We can't remember. All we remember is having a great time, and it was cold, and we got to see Minnesota like we hadn't seen it before. It's called the Land of Lakes. You don't really realize until you're there in winter how frozen it can be.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, like, not in cold, but like in beauty. Like, to me, around here in Rapids and stuff, when it gets really cold, there is a beauty to it. There's a silence that you don't get any other time of year.
You betcha.
It was like that like everywhere there, but not like in a grumpy way, not like in a way that I thought as a kid that I always thought of when I thought of like a lot of the Minnesota area.
We're all resigned to it. No.
Can't remember. Cannot remember, though. Well, you would think it would make people grumpy. Everybody I ran into was nice. Like, I don't know. I was different. We want to know what you think. Hit us up to the Civic Media app. You can call or text us through there. Mm-hmm. How many places have you visited? What counts as a visit? All of the above.
All right.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show on WFHR.
El Cafe in Port Edwards is your small-town stop for big flavor. From sizzling breakfast tacos and fluffy pancakes to juicy burgers and classic tacos, everything's made fresh and served fast. Ranked one of the top 10 fish fries in the Wisconsin Rapids area, El Cafe brings bold taste and hometown charm to every plate. Family-friendly, affordable, and always satisfying. It's time for good food. Visit elcafewi.com to see the full menu and plan your next get-together with family and friends. El Cafe. Find and follow on Facebook.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett's Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett's Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett's Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate.
You heard the boys. You know what time it is. Do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe. We encourage you next week to treat yourself. Next Tuesday, their doors will be back open. Make plans to get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Do some celebrating.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to them opening their doors again. But enjoy. I hope they enjoy the weekend. Have a great time. Recharge, reset. And we will meet you at 221 Market Avenue when El Cafe opens their doors again over in Port Edwards.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, we're looking forward to celebrating with you. Thank you so much to everybody that gets us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more of them. Email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages or call on up.
Right now, 715-424-2600. Do it on the air. You can text us on the Civic Media app as well, like James mentioned.
We, of course, celebrate not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday birthdays around here on these Fridays. So, Seth, I don't need a, I got a qualifier for this one.
Okay.
And we, for Saturday, need a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All right, gives us that one. And we need a one or two for Sunday.
Okay, we'll go two for that one.
All right, gives us our qualifiers. So getting right into it, first up for today, I want to wish a very happy birthday to a man who cannot win because he lives in Chicago, but my good friend Vince Giles.
Oh, Vincent. Yes. Happy birthday, Vincent.
I met Vince doing the play To Kill a Mockingbird. He played Tom, and like with you, Seth, one of like three times this has happened to me in a play. Where I walk into the read through, see somebody, and I'm like, well, that's, I'm going to be friends with this person. That's just it. I walked in, and I have a tradition of in the read through, I wear a jersey because it's game day for me. I was raised by an athlete, and that's just what I know.
Makes sense.
It's getting my mind and my, I believe, the rest of the cast ready. Like, this is our sport. This is what we do. This is our rehearsals, our training, and all that. But I've never walked in and seen somebody else in a jersey. Except with Vince, when I walk in and I've got a Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls throwback jersey and he's in a Dr. J throwback jersey.
Ooh.
And we just looked at each other like the Spider-Man meme. We're like, hey, all that. Vince is just one of the better human beings I have met too, just like you, Seth. Good people. I try to surround myself around good people in hopes that I will, by
osmosis,
inherit some. Have a great birthday, brother. I'll talk to you later. And a very happy birthday to Jennifer Rosenthal Spaeth.
Oh, Jennifer, congratulations and happy birthday.
Yeah, and happy qualified. You're a qualifier for today, Jen. I hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy your day. Great name. Great name. I like hyphenating names.
Yes,
I'm a sucker for those.
You do. It's a thing. Yeah, it's a weird thing. But hey, you know.
Among things. It doesn't crack the top 10 of weird things about me, but it is a weird thing about me. And on Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to Jim St. Martin.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one. And our qualifier on Saturday, Bev Don.
Bev. All right. Congratulations and happy birthday on Saturday.
Beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Bev. Hope it's a good one for you. And we also on Saturday want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Corey Larson.
Corey, happy birthday on Sunday.
Enjoy the day, Corey. Yeah. That's a good one. On Sunday, another person who used to work around here, we wish happy birthday to Allison Birkebeck.
Happy birthday, Allison.
Allison worked here a long time ago, but it was great to work with. She did a great job around here. It was a lot of fun to work with her.
I love that Elvis Costello song.
It's a good
Allison.
Song.
It's a great song.
Allison's a great song. And our qualifier on Sunday, Kelly Rosendietz.
Kelly, congratulations and happy birthday on Sunday.
Enjoy the day, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's a good one for you, and you're our qualifier. We encourage you to
can watch the star. I'm sorry, I'm doing all the name songs today.
You're working on Seth Face the Music, aren't you? Yeah, that's what's happening. Well, this might not help. The first song on celebrity birthday that you're all sharing your birthday with for today, Shawn Mendes is 27.
Okay.
Stitches and Senorita has had a couple of hits.
Okay.
Let's see here. J.C. Chavez is 49 from NSYNC.
Oh, wow. Boy, right now the boy bands are having a moment.
Listen to these three names in a row. Actually, maybe four names
okay.
in a row. J.C. Chavez from NSYNC is 49. Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees is 49.
Oh, no.
And Scott Stapp from Creed is 52.
Wow. That's an interesting grouping there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it gets more interesting here. Kool Moe Dee is 63. What are the better names in rap history?
Absolutely.
And Ricky Rocket is 64, Poison's drummer.
Oh, my goodness.
Today is also the 64th birthday for U2's The Edge.
Oh, they're born on the same day. Oh, my gosh. Wow. How about that?
Wow. Just what a list.
The Edge, what a list. Man. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Something about the stars on August 8th.
Apparently.
For musicians, I guess.
Phil Baltzly from the Statler Brothers is 86 today as well. The wonderful baritone, right?
Isn't yes, I can't remember, but man, I want them to... I want all these guys born on this day to create something together.
Yes,
that
yes,
wouldn't that be wild? Oh my God!
Oh, yeah. And Dustin Hoffman born on this day. He is 88 today.
Oh, okay.
Got to mention him.
Yeah.
One of the better actors we've seen.
Yes.
Looking at Sunday birthdays, Bill Skarsgård is 35. Star of the remake of The Crow. He was in, the Marquis in John Wick 4, Pennywise in the Clown It movies. One of the better young actors I think I've seen. Man.
He's
incredible.
He plays Sinister really well.
Yeah.
He does very good with that. Yeah.
He also is sneaky funny, does really good comedy. He was just recently in a movie, Boy Kills World, that he plays a mute in.
Oh.
And I was just blown away by his performance. H. John Benjamin does the narration in his head.
Really?
And the chemistry that these two had, and I have no way, I looked into it a little bit, and there was a little bit of Benjamin delivering his lines with him and stuff,
like
and they
went on the
together
set
a little.
Kind of thing, yeah.
But it's really well done. Like it's a silly action movie, and I'm a sucker for those. But I really, really, it's one of my favorite movies I've seen in the last 10 years.
It easily is.
It's one of my favorite movies the last 10 years. I just stick around after the credits. That's all I tell you. Stick around for the tag ending. It really brings it all together. And if this is how good he is now, I cannot imagine him when he gets to our age or something.
Right.
He's only getting better.
Work on his craft. Yeah.
He's so good. Stephen Colbert asked his father, Stellan Skarsgård, hey, you've got these famous sons and everything and all this and stuff. And he's like, I'm not even the most talented actor in my family. I'm not even sure who the most talented actor is. Like, because Stephen was asking him, hey, what kind of advice do you give your sons? He's like, advice? Like, I'm asking them.
I was gonna say.
And he is one of the greatest actors of all time.
Right. Yep.
I think Stellan Skarsgård is a top actor of all time, and that's saying something. Anna Kendrick is 40. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch
She's
Perfect
only 40?
Movies. Yeah.
She must have started when she was really young. Wow.
Poppy and Trolls, Cinderella and Into the Woods. Another great actor. I really like her.
Very good voice, too. Good singer.
Wonderful singer and a great interview.
Mm.
Thomas Lennon is 55. Of course, from Jim Dangle from Reno 911. Felix in the Odd Couple remake.
Reboot, yep.
But a lot of us know him from The State. And the great creation of that. Really one of the leaders of the state.
Right. And I believe he's actually pretty good friends with our own Pete Schwabba.
Yes.
They're actually good friends with each other. Yeah.
I love Thomas Lennon. I know he's not a household name, but I got to mention him.
He's great. He's so funny.
I also really appreciate the arc of his career.
Yeah.
And how much I would love to talk to him about just staying in the game and keeping on auditioning and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing what happens when you do that.
Yep.
The State was a game changer to me as a sketch comedy show. It had like 20 people on it, and almost every one of them have gone on to do something.
Right.
And do good things. It's really cool to look back at that show. Mm-hmm. I've gone back and watched a lot of sketches. I'm Doug. and Thomas Lennon is such an integral part of all of it.
He is. And he was, I mean, just, and the breadth of his performances are so different, you know, from like you said, Reno 911 to like The Odd Couple. Wow. Couldn't get more different, but he kills it on both of them.
Really good voice actor, too.
Yep.
Prime time is 58. Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is 58.
The polarizing man that he is. No matter what he does, people got to have opinions.
I'm okay with trash talking if you can back it up. Deion could back it up.
He could.
One of the coolest trash talking things I actually think I ever saw him do in the Super Bowl, one of the San Diego players did something and was just like cocking off in front of Deion and all this, and Deion just points to the scoreboard. He literally just points at the score. You could see him do it. It says nothing, just points.
Yeah, right.
Also, should be noted, Deion Sanders, with all of the dancing and the things that he did you ever see Deion fumble the ball?
I don't remember that.
Part of the move of the high step, it was flashy. It also got you to the end zone faster. And while he might look back a little, the ball was always in good position.
Everyone could say that.
All of these guys who drop the ball or fumble at the 1 yard line and all this and everything. I'm like, It also could back it all up.
Yeah.
Like we could have a problem with Deion. We could say whatever we want. I'm not even a big Deion guy, but when you can back it up, last time we'll ever see a two-sport athlete. Last time.
Yeah.
We will never. There's way too much money involved.
There's too much riding on it now. Yeah.
You might see somebody who is an average athlete playing in two sports. Mm-hmm. You will never see a guy who is a Hall of Famer in both sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Let's see here. Melanie Griffith is 68 on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
Sam Elliott is 81.
Oh, right.
Both really good ones.
Sam Elliott.
One of the greatest voices of all time, Sam Elliott.
I got to throw one out there. So I know people have seen him in all kinds of things. He, in the movie Gettysburg, he plays, there's a part he plays from the first day called John Buford. He was a cavalry general.
Yeah.
He gives a speech in that. That is one of the most remarkably, I mean, it's an amazing thing in the first part of the movie. Oh, it is so good.
I know a lot of people remember Roadhouse or The Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. It's Virgil Earp in Tombstone for me. That's the role. I just love him in that role.
Straight talker as well.
Yeah.
Very straight talker.
Yes. Yeah. I love his commercials too with Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I like those. They're really good. And on Sunday, wrapping things up, Antonio Banderas is 65.
All right.
Oh, great actor.
Man.
Legendary actor.
Love that. Love that stuff. He was,
guy that has worked so hard at getting better at his craft late in life.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard his work as Vincent Van Gogh is incredible. There's some performances he's had in recent years that are really legendary.
Very cool.
Roseanne Arquette is 66.
Oh, wow.
Great actor.
The Arquette family.
A couple of songs about her, too, I believe, too, out there.
At least one.
and some people no longer with us, like Jimmy Dean. Born in 1928, of course.
Big Bad John.
Legend.
Yes. Sausage Maker.
Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers.
Oh. I don't know, man. It's a song that's been done by everybody. Unchained Melody. Man, his version is probably one of the best.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
And Leo Fender, born in 1909, Woo! Invented the electric bass, put out the first mass-produced solid-body electric guitar.
Sure did.
Hendrix, from Hendrix on down.
Yep.
You know, if you don't have a Fender for some guys, don't even bring it to me.
It's the eternal question. Are you a Fender guy or are you a Gibson guy?
Yeah. We will go ahead and take a time out, get to our news, sports, and entertainment break. When we come back, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Callers.
All right.
Seth and James, take it through your morning on WFHR.
HR and WIY News, I'm Melissa Kay. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they're caring. They want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I'm going to take a hard pass on taking comedic advice from Jay Leno. Those are the words of Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. Oliver is absolutely brilliant on his weekly show, where he sometimes will dedicate the whole show to one topic and provide insightful information as well as great laughs, not caring who he offends, and he offends many. Jay Leno, on the other hand, was an outstanding stand-up comedian, and when he took over The Tonight Show, had his funny bone removed, transferring himself into an incredibly mediocre and at times awkward talk show host. According to critics, Leno went painstakingly middle of the road and tried not to offend anyone, thereby turning himself into just an okay host. In his defense, Leno admits he likes political humor, but likes to keep people guessing as to who he was offending or not offending. Oliver, on the other hand, doesn't think his comedy is partisan, but deals more with systemic problems that affect people. If you haven't checked it out, tune in and watch John Oliver not follow Jay Leno's advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we're about to do, Seth and I, is play a famous TV theme song. If you know it and you haven't won anything in 30 days, call up at 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app just a touch or two away with that. We appreciate you reaching out, listening, all of that. Yep. And a big thank you to our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We've been doing this for a long time with them. We appreciate Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody, if you don't win.
That's right.
And get ready to play. We're going to do it for you right now. Call up or use the Civic Media app and let us know what TV show this is from.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered. They called in before that song even started.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's simplicity, right? Good morning. What's your answer?
It's WKRP in Cincinnati.
You got it.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Well
yes.
done. Let us make this official.
All
there
right.
There we go. Can I get your first name, sir?
Gary.
Gary, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Gary, mm-hmm. you knew that one instantly, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And Monty just passed on us, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, that's right.
That's we've done this one a number of times mm-hmm. in the year. But with Lonnie Anderson passing, I just felt like we had
Why
to
not?
Do that this week. Kind of honor her and honor a legendary show.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I try to catch the reruns wherever I can. I actually looked up a couple of scenes this week with Lonnie Anderson mm-hmm. in them. Her and I always forget his name, but the boss, their interactions were just so funny. They were so good together. And I think it's really noteworthy the way she played that character. It's she really worked hard for it to not be just play a dumb blonde. She didn't want to do that.
Right.
She felt like that had been done a billion times already. If they played it the way the producers wanted to, I don't think that her character is that memorable. I don't think it's that funny. It doesn't really stand out. It stands out so much more because she's kind of the brains of the operation
exactly.
in a lot of ways.
It makes more sense.
Yeah. She's really good.
That was pretty the design to it, and she pretty worked hard to put that to it.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, Gary, we appreciate you. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
All right.
Thank you,
All
Gary. Right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun. and a show that... I don't know. I always feel like when we do this, I realize it lasted longer than I thought.
I always thought it was longer than that for some reason. It was only four seasons. I'm like, wow, I thought it was on longer.
As a kid, I feel like it was on like a blink of an eye and it was gone.
Right.
Like almost all those shows, it feels like. But four seasons, that was a lot longer than I realized it was.
Wow.
A lot of great actors on that show, too.
That it just had, it was one of those. And the reason it's so interesting is because it's not a show that, like, you know, like that lasted a long time. Usually those are the shows that have the big followings. It was like, after the show was gone, like more people. Like, we're like, wow, well, that was a great show, you know, that kind of thing. And I know there were reruns and stuff, but people really, it became almost more popular afterwards.
I think syndication is where it became, you know, a legendary.
Yeah, especially. Exactly. Yeah.
And as a way to honor Lonnie Anderson, who mm-hmm. we lost on August 3rd in Los Angeles, but it should be noted, Lonnie, a St. Paul girl.
I did not
Saint
know
Paul,
that.
St. Paul, Minnesota
girl. She's a Minnesotan. How about that?
Right. Yeah. We'll come back with another star of the day next week. Everybody be listening for that. Mm-hmm. And be sure to get some Culvers in your life. A big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We appreciate them. And appreciate Gary, our newest star of the day. We'll be back with more show. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati WKRP. Let's go Brewers.
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lakes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Want to send a big shout out to Culver's and Gary and our newest star of the day.
Yep.
Be listening next Friday for another great TV theme song or something to listen and guess and be like, wow, he chose an easy one.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah.
Keep on listening for that, everybody. A big thank you to you guys out there for listening and playing along.
Yep.
Our writer for Slate did an op-ed on finding the perfect gift for kids and says the best thing you can give them is $20 and a candy bar. I feel like that's
actually not bad.
It's, you know what? I want to counter it with something, and I'm like,
well, maybe not. Yeah.
She stumbled on it by accident. She needed a last-second gift for her friend's son's birthday and didn't have time to pick something out. So she grabbed a Kit Kat and wrapped a $20 bill around it.
Oh, there you go.
She was worried he'd think it was a dumb and boring compared to the real gifts he got. But he and says real in quotes.
Right, right.
But he loved it and yelled, money and candy. And like he was genuinely excited. He was genuinely very happy and everything.
I love it.
The kid's parents texted later and said it was his favorite gift and that they really appreciated it because it wasn't another toy or trip or another toy to trip on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Now it's her go-to gift for all birthdays, Christmas and everything in between. The best part of it is it requires no thought and basically zero effort.
Right.
Which...
You can, well, I mean, that sounds a little, when you put it that way, it's wait a minute.
Now, I would say that even if this is a child that you are around a lot, unless you are around them, and even if you are a parent, it can be difficult to know what your kids are into. It changes every 5 seconds.
It varies.
It doesn't really go, you know, it doesn't really stick around. Yeah. I empathize with it. I remember what it was like. That, for a kid's friend's parents, kid, whatever, or anything, right. I could see this gift working. You can't give this to your significant other.
No,
you can't. Like, she's making it sound like every birthday, every Christmas, this is who she's giving to everybody.
That might have been a little overboard, just a tad. Yeah, you know, I get the you know, it's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, kids. Yeah, I would say, but you can also be a little bit more inventive with it. You can be a little more creative with it. Give them a gift certificate to a place you know they like, you know, like give them a gift card to GameStop if they're into video games or something like that. And then give them a, you know, mix up the candy bar, you know, maybe you can find out what they really like or just, you know, whatever kind of thing. It doesn't have to be just, you know, every time it's a Kit Kat with $20. No, that's it.
I do like this as an experiment, though.
Yeah.
Like, for people that are in that regard, and that you're going to the kid friend's birthday or whatever, your friend's kid's birthday and all that. I like the idea of just trying this out and seeing how many times you can do this and it works.
You have the dilemma of gifts. You know, it can be a dilemma. What are you trying to do? Okay, are you genuinely getting this gift for this person because you care about them and you think it's something they're like, or are you doing it because it makes you look good?
Right, right.
And that's a little bit what's going on here. You know, she was real excited because the kid was like, "Oh, it was my favorite gift," and that makes you look good, right? So that there's the balancing act on that one. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud. You know, if you say you come up with a really creative gift, yeah, that's cool. You know, it's like, wow, you used your brain. Yeah, good for you kind of thing. That's really cool. But that shouldn't be what it's about. It should be more about whoever's getting the gift.
There are challenges, certainly, and there are people that are tougher than others, and there are, you know, gift ideas that you want to do that you can't and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel I would really love to know, for one, if I'm good at it, if I'm good at gift giving, because I really don't know. I feel like I am, but I'm not sure.
Sure.
But I feel like I'm on an island on this one. I love gift giving. Like, mm-hmm. I really, yep. really do. And I don't find it difficult at all. You can't name one person to me that is, I joke about my mom and dad, but I really, it's not actually that hard. It's just sometimes you a matter of time or money or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, yeah. That's more
and you
what
go to old
by.
Standbys, like with my mother, a Coca-Cola thing or something.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know what it is about me. I don't know why, but some of my earliest, like my favorite memories about Christmas, I remember in high school walking to Shopko Mall, grabbing a gift for all my family members and walking home with them, and it's cold out and I'm carrying all these bags, but
You're feeling great.
Yeah,
you're feeling so good, right?
Like, yeah. There's something about it that and it's actually worked out perfectly with radio. It might be one of the few things that is like seamless for me with who I am and my radio personality. I cannot wait to give stuff away.
Sure.
I find it so much more fun than anything I've ever received. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing against any gift I've ever gotten in my life, but no gift has ever equaled the simplest thing I have given to even a casual friend.
Yeah.
There's something about that. And and thinking about the gift is part of the fun of it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to grab a Tickle Me Elmo for my kid. I know what my kid really likes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get them something that they really like because I paid attention to my kid. Like, I mean this for everybody, whether it's my mom and dad, or it's anybody in the offices here or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to getting a gift for somebody, I don't find it that hard because I listen to people. I pay attention.
Well, that's the thing.
I know what
yeah.
they dig. I know what they like.
Right.
If you stick in the... Now, again, this does not mean I'm good at this at all. I mean, ask anybody that I've ever given something. They're like, well, he tried.
Which, I mean, in the end, is all you can really do. So, I mean, there's not much more you can do.
It's my wheelhouse, man.
It's a gift.
He tried. It could be on my tombstone.
Right. And you know what? Yeah, and you're going to have misses. You know, you're going to have stuff you thought would be big. I've done it many times myself. And I'm like you. I love giving gifts, especially ones that people really enjoy. You know, it's the best when you can feel good about giving it and they feel good about getting it. That's the sweet spot, right?
Yeah,
when you're both
yeah.
feeling great about the thing, you know? But that's not always going to happen.
No, because
there's going to be misses. It's just the law of averages, I guess.
We have all been there where we've got that confident gift and we're like, yeah, this is it. I'm nailing this one. I've got this. Nobody is defeating me. I have destroyed this birthday. Five birthdays from now, they're going to be thinking of this gift. They open it up. Cool. And they keep moving.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait. No.
And that's the line I was talking about. Is it more about you or is it more about the person getting the gift? So, you know,
it
happens too for everybody. So,
and there is a little more to that than I think more people realize.
I think
more than people realize.
Yeah.
I don't know. We want to know what you think, of course. 715-424-2600. Call up and let us know. I bit my tongue.
Ouch.
I knew it was going to happen. I've gone like a week without doing it, so I knew it was going to happen at some point on the air. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this stuff. Let's go ahead and find out. Good morning. You're on the show. Hello.
They hung up.
Call on back. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Still want to hear, too, about how many states you've been to. And,
you know, or if you feel that being in the airport counts.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, right?
Because I find that topic really interesting. As much as I found this one interesting. I also love the idea of like parents out there thinking that they could get away with that for their kids or something. You can get away with it for your kid's friend, you know, or your kid, your friend's kid.
Yeah.
I keep doing that. I'm making it sound like people are going to like random kids' birthdays.
Just inviting them. Here's candy bar, $20, kid.
If you were gonna, I mean, that is kind
that would
of a,
work. That,
is
that
a
would really
gift.
Work. Yeah,
it would. I mean, you don't know what the kid's gonna be into, but they're probably gonna like candy. Moving on.
That's funny.
A bouncy tourist attraction in Pakistan has been named the world's largest inflatable castle by Guinness World Records.
Really?
The This story does remind me too. We were humbled and we appreciate being a part of the National Night Out the other night and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got there late. Was mainly there to kind of help wrap up and everything. Mm-hmm. Laura and Pam did an amazing mm-hmm. job down there, and a big shout out to them and the rafters for hosting as they do opening the parking lot. And it was so cool. It was so packed. So many people.
Yeah.
So many enjoyment. The great turnout for the Rafters' final home game.
Yeah,
and
right
all
afterwards.
That too.
Yeah, that's right.
It was great. I almost. Seth, there is a kid's kids' bouncy house there. And I was walking past it thinking, this is an actual thought that was in my head. How quickly can I get my shoes off? So I did think about jumping into the bouncy house a little bit as an adult. Not only doing this, but as for some reason, I'm going to commit a crime, but I'm going to take my shoes off before I do it because I'm going to be polite about it. And
it's weird the things you think of.
I decided to, the closest I've ever actually been as an adult to getting into one of these things is when there's like 1,000 cops around. Like, that's the criminal mastermind I am at this age.
They're just all standing around looking at you like, what?
Young me would just be so disappointed. They wouldn't arrest me. They'd feel so sorry for me.
Yeah, they'd be like, what is wrong with this person?
Everybody just like hanging their head in shame. Yeah. Like little kids even like, wow.
Everyone is ashamed of.
Daddy, what's wrong with that man? The record keeping organization said a jumbo jump in Karachi officially took the record for the largest inflatable bouncy castle when it measured at 15,295 square feet.
Oh my goodness, that's huge!
Yeah, this thing is giant. Oh, it's my, a city,
gigantic. You could live there, yeah.
The whole town can live in.
How's
this
their
thing.
Public transportation?
I love the idea. Actually, you know what? Maybe a town in a bouncy house. That's a selling point. Yeah,
we could see what happens. Maybe some people would like that.
I would think public transportation is a breeze.
Yeah, boing, 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 boing. Yeah, there you go.
The attraction unveiled in November took the record from Dubai's Jumbo X, which earned the title back in 2023. Jumbo Jump, which aims to attract more tourists to Pakistan, has a maximum capacity of 200 people. It features a slide, climbing walls, and various castle-themed decorations.
Oh, interesting.
I'm trying to see. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yes, there is a little bit of
there we go. There's a little
for
video
this.
For it, yeah.
It's
remarkable.
If you've been to the Dells, and like the first time you go to like the actual water park in the Dells, and you see like the lazy river or whatever, and how gigantic that is.
Yep,
that's the kind of thought I had when I looked at this. Right. They did the crane shot and a big far out shot of that.
And this is not just for kids, everybody. Yeah. There's plenty of adults that are on this too. They're enjoying themselves. This is for everybody.
There's a lot of interest to me, I think, in beauty to going to India. There's a lot of parts of it that I think are undercovered and talked about and everything. And the history over there is amazing and stuff.
Right.
I would so waste a trip to Pakistan.
Just go to the big bouncy house.
James, what did you do in your vacation? What did you do? I spent the whole time in the bouncy house, man. Whole time. You know, you can have your lunch in there.
Yeah. I love it because I love the idea of, you know, you go to this, you know, ancient this country of Pakistan, you know, these old cities and this amazing history. He's like, no, I went to the Jumbo Jump. That's where I went.
Woo! You got pictures of me. You didn't check out anything else?
Nothing else? Come on.
I had a hamburger and such an American trip.
Oh my God.
And I would do it. I'd probably do it. I'm gonna be honest. That's probably what I would do. I would if you were had the opportunity to jump into something like that at your age, would you do something like that?
Maybe just a little bit. I wouldn't want to do it a lot, but just to have the experience of being in something that big where like you said, it looked literally like a city. You know, you could with buildings and everything, you could wander around. That's kind of cool, right?
When are you ever gonna have a chance to do something like that?
Seriously.
You did it.
Yeah.
I'm in, especially for my age, I feel like I'm in solid shape. I feel good about the shape I'm in. I'm also, though, in that age where you still remember what it's like to be able to run really fast and that you think your body can do it. And then it reminds you by a pull in the muscle, like a hammy or something.
Hang on here.
Man, if I injured myself on a bouncy house, not just this one, but anyone, nobody's knowing.
You would, too.
Yes, definitely. You would, definitely. Definitely. I'm going to pull a hamstring or something and nobody's going to know about it.
Tears his ACL. What's wrong, James? Nothing.
Nothing.
It had nothing to do with the bouncy house, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's a bouncy house, yay. We got some really fun, exciting things coming up here in town, not just in the this weekend and next couple of weeks, but as we get closer to the fall season and really the season for a lot of our nonprofits, one of them being the Arts Council.
Yes.
Of course, our friends at Ava Savor the Arts, Sally Kistner and the gang over there. They got Yacht Rock Gold Experience, and it's coming up this Sunday, everybody.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
They're going to be joined by that voice right there, Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass with the hit brand. Andy is going to be joining them. This
is so cool.
Huge show.
Yeah.
And you don't got to go 2 hours to get to this.
No.
It's
right in town here.
Right here in town. You can get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. Encourage you to go do that. You can get them 24/7. Go over there, get those tickets, and check. Keep in mind, this is a preseason show, so ticket holder seats will not be reserved in advance.
Right.
But it is kind of an extra show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really
a little
cool.
Add-on show. And by the way, if you've never done it before, it is super easy to get tickets on their website. You get to pick your seats and everything. It's super easy and fast. Go check it out. Nothing like it. So
yeah. We appreciate Sally and the gang over there as well, because not only do they do all this, and I cannot wait. I just saw the lineup for next year, this coming season.
Yeah,
it's really amazing. I can't wait until she comes in. We get to talk with her. She does an amazing job setting up. Usually somebody from the band or the artist themselves joins us on a Rapids report.
Fantastic.
Incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. The people I've gotten to talk to, thanks to Sally. It's really something.
It's great.
You know?
It's really cool.
And our audience has gotten to hear about and everything. It's really cool. We appreciate her doing that. And above all, and among all that, Sally always gives us a couple tickets to give away.
Yes, she does.
We really appreciate her doing that. And the gang over there, buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody, as they just keep cutting things left and right around here. Our entertainment, our arts are dying from it.
Yeah.
How many other kids, how many more artists is Wisconsin going to create if that's what we keep doing around here?
Yeah.
And if you don't think it's important, you're going to think it's important when it comes to not only entertainment but your tax dollars and what this state brings in economically when it comes to the entertainment industry and the art industry.
We're merely just missing it when it's gone.
You'll
miss it when it's gone.
So if you want to go and you want to go for free, now's the time to call in. 715-424-2600. You can call in through the Civic Media app. Got two tickets here, see Yacht Rock Gold. Call up and get them.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. People in Gaza City sifting through the rubble of damaged buildings after an Israeli strike amid a new plan for an IDF takeover. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Critics say it disregards pleas from the families, IDF warnings, public sentiment, and lessons from past failures.
President Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement between Russia and Ukraine's arrived with no sign of progress, but plans for a meeting still on. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
We know that the United Arab Emirates, Rome, and Hungary are under consideration for a potential site for a trilateral meeting between President Trump, Russian President Putin, Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Deadline's 1 p.m. for runaway Democrats to return to Texas to vote on a new congressional map or face arrest. State Rep. James Tallarico.
Greg Abbott has threatened to remove us from office. Trump has threatened to send in the FBI. Ken Paxton posted a tweet to his followers asking them to, quote, hunt us down.
CBS News Brief.